The following is the second description of the Action Research Project in writing, presented to the students on September 21st. Stage 2, Action Research Project. The project proposals were singly or in teams. We introduced our imagined students, their ages, the grade level, the school subject, including state and or national standards. We intend to teach to them and the additional guidelines, standards, and best practices we have started to understand through a process combining traditional research as well as interviews and suggestions from experienced educators were presented wonderfully by you and your classmates. Now we have a new challenge facing us. Our deadline will be the end of October, and our goal is to develop the Action Research Project itself, which consists of 1. An 11-day lesson plan stretching from a Friday to a Monday, with weekends included, to incorporate communication and collaboration with the families of your students, and with the emphasis during the school week on Monday through Friday, interacting with your students, which includes the time that they are together as a group with you, and in some cases may include time that one or more students are doing related activities individually with you and or staff, such as a paraeducator, a speech language pathologist, another teacher, an occupational therapist, or other related service providers. 2. A clear mechanism you plan to use, informal assessments and or formal testing, to be able to collect valid data that tells you if your lessons are working and if the students are learning, and how you predict this data will be able to help you make changes in mid-lesson and or changes looking ahead to the next 11-day period that would follow this one. 3. Further research to expand your ideas about effective ways to teach these students individually as well as in an inclusive group setting. 4. A day in the life account, telling the story of how you imagine your typical day would go during the school week on a given day, thinking about and planning for and reflecting on each of your students in this imagined class. That's the end of the second description of the Action Research Project, and this was presented in writing to the students on September 21st.